Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, good morning. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We need show sheets, lady. I just looked up, I'm like, wow, there's nothing in front of me. Where's our scripts?
Yeah, they're right here somewhere. They're right here. I was talking to Hooman about a bunch of different things.
Yeah. Well, Vinny is going to go to Disneyland this weekend, and then Bryn has a long-planned vacation. Is he going to a wedding or something? Or?
He's going to Italy.
Oh.
I think it's his pre-honeymoon. I think it's something
I think it is.
They do in their culture.
Oh.
Well, there's the baby moon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, which that's what it is.
All these things come about as you are well, maybe some people know, but I had no idea.
Yeah, I don't know about a baby moon.
Yeah, what's a baby moon?
A baby moon is like... the parents go and be alone together on some trip.
For the last time for 18 years.
For a
18
long
years.
Time, right. Well, years. Not necessarily the last time, but I can tell you, just last night, me and the missus went to dinner without our kid for the first time, maybe forever, or at the very least, we can't remember having done it.
Wow. Right.
Just out to dinner. And then the crazy thing is, you talk about your kid the whole time.
We didn't.
That's good.
We definitely... I forgot my phone entirely. And she goes, my phone's dying. We have to go. And I'm like, why?
Because someone needs to get a hold of us because our precious child.
Right.
Well, what about your phone was working, right?
I know I didn't bring it. I ran out the door. I don't even...
Thank you. Who was babysitting?
Our neighbors.
Oh, nice.
We have some really, really cool neighbors.
Do they have kids, too?
Yes, three kids.
Great.
That's my guy, Brian.
So she just gets added into that brood.
That I go surfing with. His wife, Emily, has become... we've all become friends. Yeah. And so we hang and...
It's great.
All good.
Good neighbors are the freaking best.
Yeah, absolutely.
Baby moons are a relaxing vacation taken by couples who are expecting a child.
Yeah.
That's the last vacation the couple will have alone until their child leaves home at the legal age.
Well, my thought was, we've been alone our whole lives. We don't need to go on a trip.
Right.
That's stupid.
Like, here we are. We're alone.
And now that I have a kid, I go, oh, my God. We should have just taken every possible moment.
I know. Baby. You don't think you're going to need it.
But you don't know.
You don't.
And you tell people or people tell you and you figure, oh, come on.
Well, and, you know, Bryn had a kid when he was really young. And
did he do one back then?
I doubt it.
And I think he had to continue high school.
Yeah, he had to go back to sophomore year. So I think he probably, you know, has a better idea than most of us about how having a kid will change your life. And so maybe he was the one who said, of course, he's in the other room pulling audio, but...
Don't forget, though, his parents helped him out in ways that...
Oh, it's so amazing to have family around. Right.
How much help he got.
You're a 16-year-old doing it completely on your own.
In fact,
it's a totally different thing.
He still gets a lot of help.
Oh, sure. Oh,
and his sisters,
that kid, I think, even stays with his parents when he comes up into town.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big deal.
And he's got sisters.
Oh, here he is.
Hey, talking about you. We're busy talking about you, Brittany.
I heard.
One last thing about baby moons. The term was coined in 1994. It's
yeah,
a new
it's
thing.
New. Of course it is.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, we're all very
another
selfish
made
these
up
days.
Thing.
Me.
Well, that's when I heard it. I went, oh, good. Another thing I got
to
do.
A push present to baby moon.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Well, there's another one. The push present. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I didn't get any push present.
There was one year where baby moons were cut off by the world in 2015 with the outbreak of Zika.
Oh.
You got that song?
Special shout out to pregnant ladies. Protect yourself and protect your babies.
That needed a better hook, though. It needed like a zika, 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 zika.
Ebola.
Yeah, I mean, Ebola had the awesome It's nice, though, that all the diseases are getting a song now.
I don't know.
Maybe Chipotle can come up with a norovirus one. Oh, too soon. So you're going to Italy.
I am, yes.
And is this a baby moon?
It is.
And it is.
Was this your idea?
I had no idea what a baby moon was.
We thought maybe because you had a kid when you were young, you knew what you were about to step into.
Well, I kind of do. Yes.
Did you do a baby moon with the first kid?
No. Okay. And we didn't have that much help from my parents when I had him at 16.
Hey. Oh, you didn't?
It was me and my lady at the time.
Weren't you living at home? You're 16 years old.
I moved out with her, and I lived with her parents in another room. It was, like, super weird. I lived in a Korean family for, like, 4 years.
Oh.
And learned Korean. Her mom wouldn't speak to me in English.
Oh.
Would not speak to, which was great because.
Did she hate you? Because
no.
Because you knocked up her daughter?
No, it's nice of you to say that's great. That's super not great. Like,
it wasn't
I
at
live
first.
With you, lady, and I need you to speak she in the just, language I speak.
She didn't speak English very well, and she wanted me to learn. And for the first few months, I'm like, what'd she say? What'd she say? And eventually I got it. I'm like, oh, are you hungry? Oh, all that stuff. And I was fluent in like 2 years. It was crazy.
Yeah, but in the beginning, there you are new in a house, and you're like, baño? No?
I'm like, what? What? What did she say?
Can you speak Korean right now?
Now it's been 15, 18, whatever.
Still.
I don't know how 14 years?
So Derek must speak fluent.
No, he's not. He doesn't speak Vietnamese either. He understands it very well, though. Like, we speak to him in Vietnamese, and he says, no, thank you.
Oh. Yeah, my mom grew up like that. She can totally understand Italian, but can't speak it.
Oh. I wonder if it wouldn't take long if you immersed in, if like your mom went to Italy and she could understand it, if she would pick it up really fast.
I think if she was completely
right
dropped into it and had to. But I think also people don't want, they get, in general, people are lazy. They're like,
it's hard
I'm
to
home.
Learn
I'm
another.
Not in right. school. I don't want to.
Right.
Hey, Bryn.
No, thanks.
Hey, Hooman.
Do you know what cities you're going to in Italy yet?
Yeah, I know a few.
What are they?
Is yesterday. The Amalfi Coast in Italy?
Yes, it is, and I hope it's on their list.
How long are you going for? How long will you be there?
2 weeks.
Oh, Jesus. I'm sorry, I did not realize you were going to be gone for 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Well, it's Italy. Like, you don't go for, like, 5 days, right?
How long have you known about this? We could have taken our vacation when he was gone. I mean, there was no...
It's been a while.
I thought you wanted to do it around your kids' vacation.
Has nothing to do in the summer? They're on vacation the whole time.
Oh, your vacation's already planned, and Anita only had these certain days off.
Okay.
So where are you
two
going?
Weeks in Italy.
Where?
I'll
Fantastic.
Tell you later, Hoom, and I have a whole thing. I don't know exactly where she plans.
Where are you landing?
I don't know.
Are you kidding me?
Is this trip a gift?
Yes. You sound like me.
I am like you. I'm just like...
Like, yeah, go. I'll go.
No, it's me and her, but she plans it all. It's not anybody else.
No one just said, show up at the airport at
this
time.
Well, she's...
There'll be a G5 waiting for you.
She said that to you.
And a Lamborghini.
Yeah, every trip we go on is like that.
That's great, having someone who's... Well,
some you have that too.
That's what I'm saying. He's just like me. Like, I don't know. We're landing somewhere in Germany.
What are we doing today?
Yeah.
Do you know
what... What do you got planned? This has been so fun so far.
You know one or two cities?
I know Venice.
And?
I gotta look. There's like 5 places I think we're stopping by.
And Amalfi is not one.
I don't know. I think that we can definitely plan to go somewhere if we make a point.
You're going to eat
just
the
go
best
slow.
Food.
Don't
yeah,
go there
my plan.
And rush around.
I don't want to. That's why we're staying only in Italy. We're not going to do the whole thing,
right.
Which we could, but
sure.
I just want to sit back and go, slow pace. Slow down from the
Someday,
city here.
When I'm elderly and I retire, I am totally getting a place in Europe. I'm going to rent a place in Europe for 6 months, and I'm going to see as much of it as I can. Uh-huh. That's what we thought that about Munich. Like, it's actually really central. Do a couple, go down to Italy for a couple days. Have people come and stay with us.
The missus loves Germany so much and has been... She keeps asking me, so did she love it?
She actually commented on a couple of my photos, and I was like, it's just, fun to connect with people over... Instagram.
Absolutely. And so I told her the little bits of things that you've told me, and she's like, oh, yeah, the brew... What are they called?
The beer garden?
The beer gardens. And she's like, oh, yeah, that's...
That's where you go.
Right.
Well, listen, you guys are totally invited. You know, 15 years from now when we're retired, we're getting a place in München, and you guys are, you're invited.
I think
please
we're still going to have a kid in high school at that point.
In 15 years? She'll be just about to graduate. It'll be fine. 16 years then.
All right.
I'll wait until your kid's in college.
Isn't that funny?
It is funny. It's crazy how fast time goes. She's going to be four.
Yeah.
Is she going to be four?
She's going to be four in November.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Damn, yeah. Time flies. You know, the other day ago was Vinny's and my, we met on, what was the date? I sent it to you.
The 12th, I think it
was. The 12th of July in 1996 was the first, Vinny flew out, and we hung out for the whole day.
A week ago today.
Yeah.
And which I didn't have marked, and when you sent it to me, I was like, oh, I love you.
Yeah.
We've been together forever.
What's that?
July what?
July 12th. And it pops up in my calendar every year, and I went, oh,
so
I screenshotted
it. So it's your 21-year anniversary today?
No, last week. We met 21 years ago. And then we came here.
I'm going to put up a special pose.
All right. That'll be so sweet.
Get ready to pose again.
Oh, good.
I can't wait. We love photos.
There's a picture.
He has a mine of bad pictures of us. Right. Don't worry. Right now he's rubbing his hands together and going, wah.
Like, fantastic.
I know that's what you want to think, but that's not true.
Well, anyway. Have an amazing time in Italy. I can't believe you're gone. I thought you were gone for like Monday and Tuesday of next week. I didn't know. I didn't realize you were going to Italy.
Yeah, I'm afraid.
2 weeks.
2 whole weeks.
You know, it's funny as Anita's like, she's worried about me walking and she's pregnant.
Well, you do hate walking.
I hate walking, but
you
know,
get a
she's
bike
the one
in most
who's
places.
Like, I should be worried about her walking, but she's like buying me compression socks.
Oh,
and
good. Oh, you need those. Yeah, when you do those long flights, your feet get all swollen.
Long flights aren't good for a pregnant lady, so she probably had to get the doctor to say, yeah, it's all
that.
Good.
Well, we were going to go on a cruise if we could, but you know us and cruises, we love cruises, but they don't allow you to go on cruises after a certain point in your pregnancy.
Oh,
why?
Really?
I think it's because if you're out there in the sea, if something goes wrong,
then you're nowhere to
They
be.
Have nothing to, right. to help you. The facilities aren't there.
He brings up a good point. As I'm reading about baby moons, the other controversy is you could, you know, go into labor while you're away and the facilities aren't close to you. So it seems like baby moons are just a controversial thing between Zika and all the unexpected things that could happen.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I'm so excited for you.
Thank
Two
you.
2 weeks in Italy.
Me too, yeah.
Damn.
Super excited.
Good for you, buddy.
Thanks, God. Guys.
You're going to eat like a beast.
Dude, you're going to be so fat.
Even fatter. Even fatter.
You're not. You're like. You're,
it's kind of a bummer. Yeah.
We all give each other crap on them. We call him Dad Bod all the time. Meanwhile, he's totally fit.
Well, I know.
But it makes him feel so, you know.
Well, I
self-conscious.
Came here. I joined the show in my prime, so.
Yes, that is true.
Well, that's why
he was always
hired,
willing to pull off that shirt anytime. That's why we hired you. For your pretty face.
I do like, though, that he sees it coming.
Yeah.
He knows.
Oh, well.
It's coming. You,
I feel like it's already some, there.
You know what? Johnny was just talking about it the other day, and I was in my head, I was amening him like as loudly as I could. It's so fact that as you get older, you used to be able to just eat what you wanted and hit the gym hard, and you'd be fine.
No problem.
As you get older, it doesn't come off the same way,
no.
And you're like, what are you still doing here? I just ran my ass off and biked for 2 weeks, and 5 pounds?
Right.
That should have been 15 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
What the? But that's the deal. Dad
should have taken. Oh, I know. Well, look, you know, don't worry about it. Great. You're all settled.
Right.
Don't worry.
There you are,
look
naked.
Great.
In front of a mirror.
Like, quit. Why are you getting naked in front of mirrors? Jesus, what are you...
You gotta walk to the toilet. I mean,
just
there's,
don't
a,
look.
There's
oh
mirrors
my God.
There.
I'm very anti-mirror. It's not good for your state of mind. Just like, think of yourself as being this just amazing, you know, kind person who does good things in the world and forget what your body looks like. Just be...
Are you crazy?
I'm not crazy.
There's 5 perched right above my D. That's the spot I look all the time.
You know, oh, jeez, I forgot you're
What's
always
wrong
looking
with
there.
You?
I never look there, so it's...
You don't look at your woman area?
No, why would I? Nothing to see down there. I leave her alone.
I know,
she leaves
there.
Me alone. Yes,
yeah.
There it is.
My
Hi.
God.
All right.
See you later. Much later. Like, you know, Vinny would be squatting over mirrors if you had a wooden woman
well,
area.
I mean.
Oh, anywho.
Right.
So the reason I mentioned that he was going to be gone is you're going to be in Disneyland. And then, so you normally we would be
just
leaning.
Just for a day.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Are you coming? Are you going to be back on the show on Tuesday?
Yeah.
Oh. So you're flying back Monday.
Unless there's some, you know, and, right. and flights are, you know, who knows?
Things get delayed.
But my plan was to leave there at 4 something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The flight is actually at 4 something. Fly back to SF, get in my car, be in bed by 9 and back here the next morning.
Right. Well.
Yeah, we work. And I just had 2 weeks off. What could possibly be my excuse?
Wait.
Flights, that's it.
Right.
On Monday, we don't have Bryn and Vinny.
Right.
No, Vinny is going to be here, but
well,
he's going to be broadcasting from down
the
Disney
ISDN line. Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
All right. They're all set up for it because they do this kind of stuff with people all over the country. But
I am going to have the shortest view. If they pull a, we can't seem to get the thing.
No, just relax. Don't blow a fuse. It's fine.
Right, but you know, I mean, we've had some problems with that in the past. So I'm really my fuse is going to be like, you know what? I'm going to the hotel room. Call me when it works. Bye.
Going out into the park. I'm taking my kid on some rides.
God.
Yeah. But
I don't expect that at all, though. I'm sure they're going to be like,
right. No, don't.
We're Disney. Watch what happens.
Magic. But listen, we want to go to Disney all the time. So you need to make sure, you know, don't have a short.
Be cool, man. Be cool.
We're going to interview all the characters. We're going to kiss their ever-loving asses as much as we can.
I'm going
in. I want to go to Disneyland.
Face first, if you know
what
I mean. I do. They can have it all.
Yeah. So expect that next Monday, listeners. We're going to be kissing some major Disney ass because we want to take you on trips with us there.
Alani, come on.
Yeah, hello. We're going to try and steal this away from Jane. Well, that's what we're trying to do. Go back to sleep, Jane. So filling in for Bryn over the next 2 weeks is going to be Hooman.
Yeah, keep your expectations low, everyone.
Don't worry.
We will.
Don't talk like that. You've been in radio for like 20 years now. You're not new.
The bottom of the barrel.
You're going to be excellent.
You're going to be pulling all the music and getting me my charts and
bad emails and stuff like that.
This I'm just a kid thing is over. You're 40-something now.
I'm just a kid.
You're not new.
42?
Don't ask that every time.
Yeah. Well, I can never remember 42. How old we all are.
It's 42.
Well, we remember 42. How old you are.
Well, yeah, because I tell you all the time. I'm 100. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Wednesday, Hump Day! And it feels good to be back. It still feels fresh and new, doesn't it?
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.